I have a hard out at 4:30.
Wow. What are you doing at 4:30?
My friend's good at ceramics. I'm trying to commission for him to do a thing with an urn for my childhood cat, because his ashes are somewhere.
Wait, do you know where?
It'll turn up. It's like, you know, when you lose your car keys. No one's gonna be like, oh, I left it at the restaurant. You know what I mean? It's in there, I swear. it's next to the powdered sugar. But he made these like little sake cups. Hey.
I can't believe Sebastian's here.
What's he doing?
I can't believe it.
What's this guy doing? I haven't seen this guy in years.
I can't believe it. This is some real.
Don't unmute him. He's like rocking out. He's listening to Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Wow, we're both wearing the same shirt exactly. This is wild stuff.
You can unmute him if you want to. I was just kidding.
Wow, this is pretty exciting stuff. I can't believe it. Sebastian is here. Hi, Sebastian.
Hey, Joe.
What's going on? I can't believe you're here.
I can't believe it. It's so embarrassing. We're wearing the same shirt.
I think it's actually really flattering and cool.
It is. I'm sorry. You're right. I have my headphones on and I'm not even using them. Oh, now it's working.
Classic.
What's up, Manolo? What's up, Alex? How's everybody doing?
Wow, we were just talking about how Manolo can't find his cat's ashes. We're good. We're glad you're here.
Okay, so yeah, I'm gonna meet up with my ceramics friend and I'm buying like sake cups and stuff from him that I'm basically gonna use as a ramekin, but don't tell him that.
Cool. My mom said when she dies, she has salt and pepper shakers. She wants all her ashes. She wants to put all her ashes in salt and pepper shakers and distribute them to people she loves.
Like, are they going to be like wedding table take-home things?
Yeah, at her wake, I guess. It's actually the most dangerous place to put ashes. It's literally the worst place to put an ash is in a salt and pepper shaker.
I like how said the wake. Like, it's just going to be it's going to be a table of salt shakers.
Mm-hmm. When people come over, she goes, pick your salt shaker. Yeah. When I die, you can have that with me in it. Nice. But my family's crazy like that. But I got my uncle's hair just sitting outside.
Like, because he's passed, or?
Imagine if he didn't and we just pay homage to him. And no, my parents have like a dead person table inside where they keep all the dead. Yeah, it's nice.
That's nice.
It's really nice. It was on a folding table, but they decided to put it on a real a table that you can't break down all the time.
Of course.
So that's like beautiful.
Wow. Sebastian, I feel so grateful you're here. I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either.
Also, Kate Sweeney and Blake Andrews is here.
Oh my gosh. What? Wow. This is a real celebrity-studded evening.
Oh my God, Blake.
Well. This is really something. This is really something. We've got a lot of people here, and all of them are equal celebrities, and that is very good news for the show today. So I guess we'll get started. Sebastian, I'm going to mute you for now, but I'm going to unmute you soon, okay? Just wait, okay? So I guess we'll get started. Manolo, do you feel good?
Yeah, I'm okay, Sauce.
Did you put your Instagram handle in your Zoom name?
Maybe.
Wow.
I just realized that the past like 20 or so shows, I forgot to promote my follower count.
You've done 20 Zoom shows?
No, like
Dr. Game Show. Oh. I mean, if they're not following you, I don't know what's going on. Honestly, at this
point. I barely post, but I don't know. It's more to prove to people. I
understand exactly.
And you're doing Chipper?
Chipper?
You went outside. Huh? You don't like any of my adjectives.
Well, I just think they're being used in a way that's surprising every...
I said that the West Village on a Saturday fall morning is smashing, and you're
smashing,
like,
right. You sound like Austin Powers or something, but I'm glad you're trying this stuff. It seems like you've been around a lot of British people, but I'm glad you're here. And I guess we'll get... I'm doing okay. I just started section 2 of Jane Eyre. Boy, oh boy, is she getting into some trouble. I'll tell you that.
Right off the bat.
Yeah, she's really in some trouble now. I'll tell you that. Mr. Rochester, we don't know what he's got going on in that third story. You know what I'm saying?
Rochester, that's where Wegman started.
Okay, let's just go ahead and get started. Okay, so... All right. This is a.
That's all I know about Jane Eyre. Is that Wegmans?
Yeah.
First founded in Rochester.
All right. Here we go. Let's go ahead and get started. So, if you're new to the podcast, Dr. Game Show is a show where we play games submitted by listeners, and we play them with guests on Zoom. And was there something I'm missing?
Winners win magnets.
And winners win magnets. And that's exactly the sentence I was thinking of, I was missing the whole time. So winners win magnets. And I guess if you're thinking, I want to submit a game, I would love to get involved with this community. You can email us at drgameshow@gmail.com. We might not respond, but we will open the email. That's a promise. You can always... play on the Zoom. I'm not sure how you do that, but I think that there's a way to do it.
Yeah, there's a Facebook page where I guess you could like find the forum and
you could email us about that too. There's ways to get involved. So many ways. It's almost like you'd have to really not want to get involved. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sometimes you wake up when you decide to sleep in, and you wake up and you're on the Zoom call with us and. That happens too. Who here has done that? No?
Besides Manolo, anybody? Anybody? That being said, we're going to play three games with everybody on the Zoom today, and then we're going to, one game we'll win, and we'll play that game next episode. So, with that said, do you want to get started with the theme song? I've been told that when I get everybody to sing along, it's not good. So hopefully you brought the track.
No, but I brought friends who have musical instruments.
Really? Oh, okay. Okay. Looks like, let's see, who has a musical instrument here? Looks like Chris is literally sitting at a piano. Wonderful. Okay, let's get Chris to help. Chris, would you mind... helping Manolo with the theme song.
Sure, no problem.
Sorry, Chris, where are
Rachel
you from?
Carly.
I'm in Richmond, Virginia.
Great.
Hey.
Wonderful.
Right.
This really sounds good already.
Can't wait.
Can you hear that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, my headphones just came unplugged.
No, that's part of it. Actually, that's part of the new theme song. Is somebody says that their headphones came unplugged.
All right.
Heck yeah. This is just the Dr. Game Show. Hey, everybody. Joe and Manolo gonna play a game. Or not. Everybody knows that Tish is for Snot Game Show. Heck yeah, the game show.
Wow, Chris, thank you so much. That really brought me back to like, it feels like Dr. Game Show Nursing Home Edition in a really good way.
Thank you
so much. Chris, actually, you know what? You're doing all of our theme songs today.
Oh. Yeah.
Sorry, but you just are too good. Okay, we're going to come back to you. Okay. Great. So that was Chris. And wow, it really brought me back to visiting my grandma. They love piano at their nursing homes.
Have you ever performed at a nursing home?
No. No. Have you?
Me? No.
No. I once performed in line at when Hurricane Sandy hit. They evacuated a lot of nursing homes and had people in like the armories. Uh-huh. And I came and performed for them while they were waiting for lunch.
That's close enough.
And they pretty much hated my guts. They kept saying, "Bring the violin back." So what can you do? Okay. Yeah.
You do best with the violin.
Yeah.
That's why you shouldn't open with it. Close with the violin, Joe.
Yeah, so we're going to play some games, and you can win a custom magnet. That's pretty much a magnet you never even seen before, and that's going to be how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
You have any questions, Manola?
No, I already asked you how your day was, so I'm good to go.
Okay, well.
When are we going to play?
Right now. Okay, so this first game is called Make It Spooky. It's submitted by Erica Stripp from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Chris, if you don't mind, Make It Spooky. Let's get you on this, Chris. Here we go, Chris.
Do I sing to it?
It seems like that's the only way to go, yeah, for okay. Sure.
All right, well, this is spooky enough.
Yeah.
Ooh. Somebody make it spooky. This is not a copyrighted song. The lawyers won't come knocking at your door at night. Break it down.
Thank you so much, Chris. That is exactly what we thought you'd do when Manolo said break it down. Thank you so much.
Yep, that's the cue to stop.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay, so that was Chris on the piano in Richmond. Manolo, I didn't realize this whole time you just have spooky voice.
That's good, I guess.
You really do. It's really great. It's perfect. I think you should do a cover of the Monster Mash.
In general, I have a spooky singing voice.
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Yeah, it's very ghosty. I love it.
I still can't tell if that's a compliment.
It really is. It really is, for sure.
All right. All right. I'll take it. I'll do a spooky rendition of any song.
I think that's great. It's like, yeah, I think it's really,
do you want to hear a quick one?
Yeah.
Oops, I did it again. All right.
Honestly, that was really, really good. I think we found your hidden talent, and it feels like it paid off.
I found my key.
Wow. Okay, here we go. So this is, Erica writes, this game is a Halloween offshoot of the game Make It Christmas, originally played on episode WFMU 50, Good Bird, Great Bird. Okay, I have been hosting this show the whole time. I don't know what that means, but... Episode WFMU 50, Good Bird, Great Bird. None of those words resonate with me. Do they resonate with you, Manolo? Does that make sense? Episode WFMU 50, Good Bird, Great Bird?
It brings me back. That's as far as that goes.
Okay.
Okay. I was like, so, I used to do that.
Yeah, WFMU 50, Good Bird, Great Bird. Joe gives the players a thing, an object or a place, and then they make as spooky as possible. In each round, all players make the same thing spooky, and Manolo chooses a winner based on who scared him the most. For example, if the object is the U.S. Postal Service, a player could make it spooky by saying that all letters would be delivered by ghosts and all packages would be delivered by goblins who would make you answer a riddle before handing over your package. And that's pretty much FedEx, okay? The game ends when Manolo is too scared to continue.
Wait, what does that have to do with birds?
I think I'm going to answer your question off the air. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so let's keep going. So we're going to, I guess we'll have three contestants for this round play, and they'll all be playing against each other. So many people want to volunteer. It's wild. Wow, there's too many people volunteering. The problem with these Zooms is that everybody wants to participate. Oh, finally, great. Okay, Stacy from Omaha. Great. Stacy, how do you volunteer? You just raise your hand. That's a great question. Okay, so Stacy, yes. You're in. Stacy, could we just have a spooky nickname for you just so we can have that on hand?
Spooky Stacy. Yeah.
Thank you so much. I couldn't have said it better myself. Okay.
SS for short.
SS, right. And that's short for...
Spooky Stacy.
Right. Yes. Thank you so much. Okay, great. We've got SS here, and so many other people want to participate. It's wild. Oh my gosh. Put your hands down, please. Okay, Jeff in Toronto. Jeff in Toronto also wants to go. Hi. Jeff.
Hey.
Jeff, Jeff, what's your spooky nickname, mm-hmm. just so we have one?
Jeff Killa.
Jeff Killa. And that's a play
on
that.
Dracula.
Oh, like Dracula. Mm.
Dracula.
Not and so, face killer.
So Jeff is a pun on Drac?
Yes.
Thanks so much. Okay, so we've got
perfect Jeff. One at that.
Yeah, Jeff Killa and SS, which stands for Spooky Stacy. Great. Okay, and looks like we have... okay, great. And we have... is this Rochelle?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Rochelle. How are you?
Hi, Joe. Hi, Manolo. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Rochelle, what's your spooky nickname?
Well, they call me Rochelle and the Hellion already, so...
Excuse me.
Wait, Rochelle okay. What?
Rochelle and the Hellion.
Oh, like hell.
Yeah. Okay, great. So we've got...
Werewolf Elton Rochelle.
Werewolf Elton Rochelle. Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got Rochelle and the Hellion, Werewolf Elton Rochelle, Jeff Killa, and SS Spooky Stacy. Okay. So, Manolo, are you ready to get scared?
I'll try to get scared. Am I? Yeah.
It's so weird. I really thought you were ending your sentence at least three times in there. Okay. Do you have anything more you want to say?
Yeah. No. Oh. No. Oh. No.
Okay.
I'll just play along with this game. This is how we play it. I'm getting ready to be scared. I rub my hands together like this, ready to get scared. Let's do it. Put on the movie. I don't know.
I feel like I'm got a co-host of Wesley Nielsen here. All right, here we okay. I'm just gonna cut you off from whatever you're about to say, but let's keep going. Okay.
All right.
The first object will be. It's gonna be a gummy bear. Gummy bear. Okay, let's start off with Stacy. Spooky Stacy.
Oh no. Technical difficulties. I knocked my earbud out. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. That's part of our theme song, actually.
Nice. So I have to make a gummy bear spooky?
Yeah.
So it's a gummy bear.
Yeah.
But it's calling you on the phone to inform you that you need to pay your student loans. Spooky.
Okay, pretty spooky so far. SS, living up to the nickname. All right, let's see if Jeff Gila can top that.
The gummy bear is 22 feet tall and stands at your second room bedroom window and watches you sleep.
second room bedroom?
Second floor.
Second floor room. Room. Second floor.
Did I say
room?
Second room floor?
Second floor room.
Second floor room.
Because it's big.
Yeah.
And he watches you sleep.
And he watches you sleep. The gummy bear up at night.
Yummy.
Okay. Okay, got a yummy, which you know means he's scared to death. Okay, and Rochellian the Hellion, let's hear from you.
Well, normally you get a pack of gummy bears and they're like all rainbow colors, but this kind, you get them and they're all just different colors of red and they're made of blood.
Whoa.
That's a sweet notion, isn't it? It seems like we were getting pretty creative, but then Rochelle just kind of went for the blood, went for it. Okay, so Manuel, which one were you most scared by?
The blood ones.
The blood ones. Okay, Rochelle, you're in the lead. But will you continue? Who knows? Next up, the next object. It's gonna be a.
Are these off the dome, or are you reading this and having a hard time reading? I'm sorry.
These are off the dome. Okay, these are off the dome. Okay, I know what it is. I know what it's gonna be. Okay, right. Here we go. It's a San Diego Padres hat. Okay, Jeff Kula, you're up first.
Oh, you gotta sew bat wings onto it.
You put bat wings so the bat wings are not
like on the hat.
Yeah, so it's covered.
No, so they're on the hat.
So your head is the bat.
So your head's a hat. Your hat's a bat.
Your hat's a bat.
It's a hat bat.
It's a hat bat.
It's a bat hat.
It's a bat hat.
It's a bat hat.
Second floor.
Yeah.
Second floor room. Yeah.
Yeah. On the second floor.
On the second floor.
He flies by the window.
Yeah, hat's a bat. Okay.
And when it's going to sleep,
it's gotta be yummy.
When it goes to sleep, you rest it on your chin upside down. Nothing.
Are you turning inside out?
Yeah, it seems like that was a conversation.
Rally bat?
Yeah. Second floor.
There we go.
Yeah.
Second floor. Yeah, second floor room. Yes.
That's adorable.
Thank you so much, Jeff Gila. Seems like Manolo was so scared he had to ask follow-up questions. So that is pretty good. And let's see. Let's hear from Rochelle. Rochelle of the Blood Gummy Bear fame. Rochelle, what would you say to a San Diego Padres fan?
Well, I'm a Giants fan, so nothing good can come of this. But I think when you put the hat on, it has little teeth inside, and it just starts eating your head, like, slowly. You know, and you don't really notice halfway through the baseball game, you're a zombie.
That's a trauma movie.
Rochelle, your brain is, it's unsettling, and thank you so much for being here. This is great. Okay, Spooky Stacy.
I like rules. Just following the spooky rules.
Yeah, Rochelle, sure you are. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Spooky Stacy?
So the hat is haunted, but it's like a ghost that's just mildly annoying, so the hat just follows you around and constantly gets in your way. Like in your line of sight or in front of you when you're trying to like open the fridge or, you know, go somewhere. So it's just constantly around you, mildly in the way.
That sounds like my dog.
That is very true. Or a cat.
Yeah.
You have a spooky dog.
It floats.
It's always in the periphery.
Okay. What do you think? What do you think, Manolo? What's the scariest?
Like if I owned that hat, I would have to say the tooth one.
Wow, Rochelle, you're officially the scariest person ever to be on Dr. Game Show. Wow.
Sorry, Jeff.
Yeah, sorry, Jeff. What about Spooky Stacy?
Sorry, Stacy. Oh, sorry, Stacy.
What am I going to tell my vampire friends?
Oh no.
I guess
I'm more spoopy than spooky.
Spoopy?
Yeah.
What is spoopy?
It's like cute spooky. It's spoopy.
Yeah.
I see, like a smiling pumpkin.
Yes.
Or a loaf.
A loaf?
Joe's dog.
Oh, yes.
Wow.
Spoopy.
Spoopy. Well, thank you, Stacy, for being honest with us after all that. We appreciate that. And sorry, Jeff, I hate to embarrass you in front of your friends, but it happens. You know, that's kind of part of it.
Back to the coffin.
Okay, see you later. Okay, and Rochelle, an incredible job. You're getting a custom magnet.
Yay, thank you.
Yeah, sure. Okay, great. So this was a really good, turns out it's our Halloween episode. We just found out. Really
good.
That
explains everything.
That explains it. Hey, Manolo, are you too scared to continue?
No, I want to play another round. Where should we go? We should get going?
No, if you want to play another round, we can. I just said somebody won, but no, I can get them back. You want me to get them back?
Oh, we're not going to play with other people?
No.
Oh, okay.
You what?
Alex just told you to play new players.
You want to keep playing this game?
How about a lightning round? Oh, he said or not, whatever.
Okay, great. Okay, so are you too scared to continue? Are you?
I feel like you're bullying me into being scared.
It seems like you are. Like you're shaking. Yeah,
that's scary.
Okay, great. Too scared. Oh, gotta move on. Okay, so let's see. This next game is called Inquiry, submitted by Frank. Okay, here we go. Chris, you're unmuted. Here we go. Chris, go ahead and let's hear Inquiry.
Inquiry.
I wanna know if I'm doing this right. Am I doing this right? Oh, am I doing this right? I'm not doing anything right. I wanna know if I can get the rules to how to submit the game, or if I'm going to take the fifth, not say anything. Well, I will just go to bed.
Just go to bed after all. Okay, thank you, Chris.
Welcome.
Wow, thank you so much, Chris. Just go to bed. That's the last part of that song. Who knew? Okay, just go to bed. Okay, so here is Frank's game. Hi, I would like to submit a game show idea, but first I want to know if you can pitch and sell it. Frank.
So it's kind of right.
Okay.
Did I just beat the game, or?
Okay. Hi, I would like to submit a game show idea, but at first I want to know if you can pitch and sell it. Okay, so Frank wants us to sell his game?
To?
I guess the game is figuring out what Frank means by this email, and maybe we could get to know Frank a little better if anyone has any ideas. It seemed like Blake did want to play. Blake, you are on the line.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Hey, Blake.
Hey, Blake. So, the inquiry is...
Blake.
That Frank wants to submit a game show idea, but first...
I want to know if you can pitch and sell it.
So.
Like.
Wait, that I can publish it?
Yeah, if you can publish it. Yeah, sure, if you can publish it.
Do I know this person personally?
Do you know a Frank?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Maybe, I don't know. Yeah.
You know.
This is one of those.
Like, do you want us to come back to you?
Is this a solicitation?
What?
Is this a solicitation?
I don't really know what your question means.
This is just where you end with more inquiries.
Like,
I'm confused. What is being, so they're selling a game show idea, but they want to know.
No, they want to know if we can sell the game show idea.
That you can sell the game show idea.
Yeah, pitch and sell it.
But what's the idea? This is the idea?
What's the idea? Like,
did Frank think that we were managers or agents or?
What should we do with Frank?
What should we do with Frank? I'd like to see the I'd like to see the game show idea.
You think we should email Frank back?
Yeah. I think you should email him back and see if it's a good idea. But if this is the idea for the game, is this the idea for the game?
Hard to know. What do you think, Blake?
It's great.
You think it's great? How do you play?
How do you play this game?
Mm-hmm. Inquiry.
How do you play to inquire about if you buy the game or not?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're doing it right now.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, Blake. Really appreciate your input. Really helpful. Really helpful. Okay, so we're going to, let's cut it over to, oh man, so many people want to play Inquiry. Wow. Okay, let's hear it. We're going to talk to Sebastian real quick. Sebastian, what do you think about this?
About the game?
Yeah, you're playing it now, so.
This game's pretty good. Like it. I'll tell you that. You know what's good about this game, Frank? How could I lose? I think this game is the best game I've ever heard because there's no rules, so how could I lose? As long as you want to win, I'm winning. I'll buy the game from Frank. I'll pay $1 for the game.
Oh, you're gonna pay for the game.
If you find Frank, I'll Venmo him $1 for this game.
Okay, so $1, it's the rate. Okay, that's $1. Okay, that's the going rate. Can anyone beat $1? Is anyone gonna give Frank more than $1 for the game? Or is that as high as Frank's gonna get? We gotta know. Okay, it looks like Blake wanted to say something more. Okay, I can't wait to hear what Blake has to say. Blake?
I think Sebastian knows something about this game that I don't, so I'm just going to raise... I'm going to raise the bid. I think Sebastian has some insider knowledge, and I don't want him to cut me out on this deal before I get a piece. So, $350. That's my... I'll Venmo him right now. I don't have my phone on me right now, but I have a Venmo card.
What?
Well, Venmo card. I'll Venmo him. $350.
Wait, what's burned you on to get the Venmo card?
I decided it'd be convenient. You can get into the subway, but now I don't have to do that. So
you can Venmo the MTA.
Yeah. You can just swipe it. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Sebastian.
Do you swipe it in the card reader?
You scan it.
Oh, right.
Just going back.
If they, you I know guess, how laundry machines have the cards too? Like, that'd be cool if you could use that for him.
Just going back. I think that maybe, Manolo, you and Blake, you have a connection that I'm really glad that you have, but it's pretty inaccessible.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
And so I wanted to ask you if we could go back.
You want to go back down to $1?
No. I want to go back. I want to know. Okay, so listen. I want to know if we should pitch. Okay, so we're going to. Okay, so the $350, okay, there's $350 going on a Venmo card, okay, for Frank's. Sebastian, do you know Frank? Because Blake seems to think that you know Frank and that you have some kind of in an idea of what Frank is capable of.
I know of Frank, and he's the type of guy that would sell something without there being a product. I'll tell you that much. He's the type of dude that would hand me something and say, that was $10. And I go home and I got a couple of vitamins in my pocket, you know?
What?
Mm. I'll pay $10 for it.
Wait, $10?
It's $10.
Wait. We got $10.
Wait. I
have a Venmo card. I'll send it to him right now.
Blake, we understand you have a Venmo card, but I don't really understand what you're spending your money on. It, obviously, Sebastian, do you know anything about this game that Frank could have based on who you know is Frank?
I don't know anything about the game, but it seems like the hype is providing enough to sell this game for $10. I'll tell you this.
$15.
Blake.
This is a Elizabeth Holmes situation.
Okay, so Frank has now made $15, which is actually more than, Frank, does anyone else know Frank or know what is at stake here? Because this, I mean, it seems like this is, Blake is really advancing the game in a way that I don't really understand. Let me just check in with Alex real quick. Alex, if you have any other information on this.
That's just how the email was sent. I guess we have to figure out the game itself.
But Frank has emailed before?
Nope.
Or since?
Nope. So he could be a bot.
Do you think the game is worth $15 on Blake's Venmo card?
I'll send him $20.
I don't understand. Venmo. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just Venmo.
Right, it's Venmo.
He's making more than we do.
Yeah, so Frank is making $20 now at this point on Blake's Venmo card. That's all we know, is that it's a $20 game. Is that right, Alex?
I guess so. It's what you make it.
Thanks so much, Alex. Wise words. Wise words. Oh, and Alex muted himself. Wonderful. Great. Thanks. I guess I was done with the conversation as well. Okay. Sebastian?
Isn't all of these games just about having a good time and talking to each other and learning a little bit about a person? Did we learn a lot about Blake just now? Didn't we waste a little time, have a little fun? This is a good game, Frank.
Now it's a true inquiry.
I'm bringing this game to Christmas.
Okay, thanks a lot, Sebastian. Actually, you really made us reconsider a lot about what Frank is offering. And Blake, do you agree?
I'll spend $30 on the game. I'll buy it okay. right now.
Thank you so much, Blake.
Hey, Blake, it
seems like Blake has really got money to burn.
Here's the thing. I Venmo'd Blake $50 to make a game for me. And I don't know where they're at on this game.
I'll spend $50 on this game.
Okay, so Manolo, your money is going towards Frank at this point.
Oh man, okay.
Okay, well, this is very helpful. This is really helpful. Thank you so much, Blake. So you're $50 in the hole on your Venmo card at this point?
Well, actually, I am now.
Okay, great.
That's
well,
where my money went.
Sebastian, you really taught us an important lesson. You're kind of like the Aristotle of Dr. Gabe's show in a way, and it's really really
what
helpful.
What did Aristotle do?
Okay,
No, do not go to me. Never mind. Please, I was going to take a stab in the dark, but never mind. Please, hurry up. I feel like I'm in class. I'm sweating.
Do you know what Aristotle did, Sebastian?
That might have been him, so therefore it is Aristotle.
Thank you so much, Sebastian. Really helpful. Really helpful. This is why it's a children and family podcast, because we have learning in every morsel. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Okay, we're going to move on to the next game. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Blake. The first person to spend money on Dr. Game Show since Sticker Mule. All right, so let's go ahead and we will move on to our final game. This is the winning game.
What about a word from our sponsor?
Oh, yeah. We have a word from our sponsor today.
Yeah. We need to offset these prices.
We have a word from two sponsors today. This is huge. This is huge. We got a word from our sponsors today. Really good. I'm so excited. Oh my gosh. The Dr. Gabe Show is supported in part by Magic Spoon. It's the high protein cereal. It's a high protein cereal. It's made from milk powder.
So at an earlier episode, you were all about Magic Spoon. Is this because they sent it to you prior, or did you buy it yourself?
No, I bought it based on my friend who influenced me to do it.
Oh, your friend who also has a podcast, I guess.
No, she doesn't. Or she does, but no, she does. She doesn't have a sponsorship.
Okay. So you do actually have a personalized experience, because I don't. My only experience is you.
Okay, you can't eat it dry, but you can eat it with milk, and then it's really good.
Why can't you eat it dry?
I don't know. It doesn't taste right without the milk, but you need the milk, and then it tastes really good. And okay, here's a personal recommendation. So I sent it to my dad because my dad loves protein. And then my dad, usually what my dad does is he eats a bowl of Rice Krispies with Sweet and Low on top.
Oh.
And then and he eats that, and then 30 minutes later he has to eat a couple slices of turkey because he's so hungry. And then he called me after he ate the Magic Spoon. He said, I didn't have to eat the turkey.
Because of all the powdered milk?
Because it's too much protein, okay? You think about that. You don't have to eat your breakfast turkey.
Do you know where the protein comes from?
Milk. Powder?
Whey?
Yes. Okay. It's really good. It comes in four delicious flavors: cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, GMO-free, and contains zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving.
So you got your dad into Magic Spoon?
Yeah! I think the best flavor is cocoa, but, you know, whatever.
Oh, do you know what his favorite flavor is?
He liked the fruity.
Oh. I was hoping it was the one that tastes closest to turkey.
You like the turkey flavor. But listen, go to magicspoon.com/gameshow to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use our promo code GAMESHOW at checkout to get free shipping. It's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked.
That's magicspoon.com/gameshow and use the code game show for free shipping.
We thank Magic Spoon for sponsoring the podcast.
Good work.
We got a Jumbotron. That's anybody can pay us money and then we'll say whatever they want out loud. It's pretty messed up, but so far nobody's used it for evil.
Where could they go for that?
MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron.
Okay.
I think so too. So this message is for Clayton.
And it's from Nicole.
And Nicole writes, "Happy birthday, Clayton."
Do I go?
Oh, yeah, you go.
So we just switch off?
Let's say it together.
Happy birthday, Clayton.
You are my favorite person. And I love you so much. There's no one I'd rather spend quarantine with. I slow down and then you slow down even more. Okay, so listen, I want you to speed up. Okay, you talk as fast as you can. And I'll talk as slow as I can. We'll match you. Okay? Here we go. One, two,
from the beginning?
Three. Yeah. Happy birthday, Clayton. You are my favorite person, and I love you so much.
There's no one I'd rather spend quarantine with.
I'm so happy you're my husband, and right now Joe Manolo is reading this to you. Also, we love you, Joe Manolo. Thank you for making us laugh so hard we cry. It is very much appreciated. Great. Well, Clayton, happy birthday.
Good
I'm
job.
Glad that there's a happy marriage there. That's beautiful. Okay, well, we've done it.
I know people who had to leave the house for like a week or two because they've been with their significant other too long. But they didn't have to. Anyway, we did it. Dr. Game Show is supported in part by Green Chef. Green Chef is a USDA certified organic company. Make eating well easy and affordable with plans to fit every kind of lifestyle, including paleo, plant-powered, keto, and balanced living. Does anyone say they're on the balanced living diet?
Yeah, a lot of people.
I can't eat these rocks because I'm on a balanced living diet. All right.
Listen, this is it's pretty nice. You can kind of say whichever you want. You know, maybe you're going on a protein kick from your magic spoon and you want to eat paleo.
Green Chef sent me a box, and I picked paleo.
Mm-hmm.
And I just ate the last meal this morning. It was beef jerky with some squash thing, and it was good. My only critique, it's more me, is that the spoon I used to mix with it had holes in it, so I couldn't use it to put in my bowl. I guess it's more of a critique on me. And so it's like, man, I have to wash a ladle now too on top of the other big spoon, the slotted spoon. Thank you. But yeah, it was good. Do you know what the secret is? I think it's all in their spice mixes and their sauce mixes. They come in bags and you just squish it out, and it's good quality stuff.
Let Green Chef do the meal planning, grocery shopping, and most of the prep for you week after week. Ingredients come pre-measured, perfectly portioned, and mostly prepped.
With Green Chef's wide variety of high-quality, clean ingredients, you can feel great about what you're eating and how it got to your table. And with contactless delivery, you can feel even more confident.
Use code GAMESHOW80 to get $80 off your first month plus free shipping on your first box.
Go to greenchef.com/gameshow80 to redeem and for more details.
That's greenchef.com/gameshow80 and code GAMESHOW80 for $80 off your first month.
Are you feeling elevated levels of anxiety? Do you quake uncontrollably, even thinking about watching cable news? Do you have disturbing nightmares, only to realize it's 2 p.m. and you're up? If you've experienced one or more of these symptoms, you may have FNO, news overload. Fortunately, there's treatment. Hi, I'm Dave Holmes, host of Troubled Waters. Troubled Waters helps fight FNO. That's because Troubled Waters stimulates your joy zone. On Troubled Waters, two comedians will battle one another for pop culture supremacy. So join me, Dave Holmes, for 2 doses of Troubled Waters a month. The cure for your news overload. Available on MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Video games.
Video games.
Video games. You like them?
Maybe you wish you had more time for them.
Maybe you want to know the best ones to play.
Maybe you want to know what happens to Mario when he dies.
In that case, you should check out Triple Click. It's a podcast about video games.
A podcast about video games? But I don't have time for that.
Sure you do. Once a week, kick back as 3 video game experts give you everything from critical takes on the hottest new releases,
to scoops, interviews, and explanations about how video games work,
to fascinating and sometimes weird stories about the games we love.
Triple Click is hosted by me, Kirk Hamilton.
Me, Jason Schreier.
And me, Maddie Myers.
You can find Triple Click wherever you get your podcasts and listen at MaximumFun.org.
Bye.
And now we're back. Okay, so this is all right. This is the winning game from last episode. It's called Dr. Juicy Poo Butt.
oh yes.
The rules are by Aisha Ruiz from Southfield, Michigan. Okay. For Dr. Juicy Poo Butt. Chris, if you don't mind.
Dr. Juicy Poo Butt.
All right. Does anyone else have instruments? This would be an ensemble piece.
I think this is...
Oh, good idea. Good idea.
Yeah. Great. Okay. Wonderful. It looks like Rochelle has some instruments as well. Okay. This is going to sound good.
Yeah.
Before.
All right. Juicy Poo Butt.
Yeah.
Dr. Juicy Poo Butt. That's his Dr. Juicy Poo Butt.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Chris. Thank you so much, Rochelle. Thank you so much, Manolo. Dr. Juicy Poo Butt. So this is Aisha's rules. Come up with a fictional character, and you have to say what fashion brand they would be connected to. Like Juicy Couture. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So sorry, I'm getting a call from Hollywood and they want to buy Frank's game. Okay, so let's see. Here we go. I had to decline it otherwise.
Oh, gotcha.
I mean, can you imagine the charges on Blake's Venmo card?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's see. Come up with a fictional character and you have to say what fashion brand they would be connected to, like Juicy Couture and Winnie the Pooh. Example. The big bad wolf wears JNCO jeans, then Joe and Manolo would say, yep. Example, Donald Duck would wear Old Navy jeans or khakis, then Joe and Manolo would say, yep.
Yep.
Pretty clear to me. You got to just say what a fictional character is going to wear in terms of a name brand, and we're going to say,
yep.
All right, so... Let's hear from Maddie. We haven't heard from Maddie in Ottawa. Maddie, I'm so sorry to put you on the spot, but you're up.
Hello. I would choose the Tooth Fairy. And I think they would wear, underwear from Victoria's Secret.
Yep.
Yep.
All right. That's a custom magnet for you. Really good job. Okay. Thanks so much, Maddie. This is the kind of game that wins when people take over. And you see what happens? We got to hear about the Tooth Fairy wearing underpants. And you want that for your children? Uh-huh. Thank you so much. We're going to talk to Katie, I can't tell where you are, but Katie, where are you?
Anchorage, Alaska.
Incredible. I know someone else in Anchorage. Mm-hmm. Okay, Katie, so let's what do you think, Katie?
I think Scooby-Doo. Yeah. And they would wear an Old Navy sweatshirt but missing the sleeves.
Yep. Yeah. Okay, thanks so much, Katie. Really good job. Really good. Okay, custom magnets going to Katie. Okay, really incredible. Let's talk to Ashley in Albuquerque. And
hello.
We're going to try to get our yep synchronized. Okay?
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Okay, no big deal. Okay, so Ashley, hey.
Hello.
Hey, Ashley.
So I'm thinking the Grim Reaper. And I think he would wear Hot Topic.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, really good, Ashley, really good. Congratulations, custom magnet.
Hey, thank you. Thanks.
Hey, thank you. Okay, we're going to talk to Eric in Tremont, in Utah. Am I saying that right, Eric?
You are. Well done.
Thanks. Good work.
My character, I think the Three Little Pigs would wear Oshkosh B'gosh overalls.
Yep.
Thank you so much, Eric. Custom Magnet, really good job. Woo-hoo! Really good job. No, woohoo you. Okay, let's see. We're going to talk to Robert in Tipperary? Robert in Tipperary?
Tipperary.
Robert?
Can you hear me?
Tipperary, yeah.
Yep.
Tipperary.
Where is Tipperary?
It's in Ireland.
Okay, great. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Robert, let's hear. What are you thinking? Who's wearing what?
Who's wearing what? My mind is blank. Who's wearing what? Yeah.
What time is it in Ireland? I forget.
In Tipperary.
It's nearly 8 o'clock.
Yeah. I mean, Robert, you pretty much can't lose. And if you did lose, you'd be the first one and probably only one to lose this game. So, Robert, please get your act together in Tipperary.
I saw something about Thin Lizzy on the chat and cranberries.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So maybe they'd wear a cranberry juice box costumes.
Excuse me. So the fictional character of Thin Lizzy, which is actually not a fictional character but a band, would wear.
Well, I think
not a
they live more in our memory.
Mm. Uh-huh. And the brand of clothing you're saying is a juice box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ocean Spray. That's the brand.
Oh,
trendy.
Well, I guess we have to say, yep. But Robert, you really went outside the box for this one. Woo! Juice box.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Robert.
You.
Really setting the bar low and wide. Thank you so much. Okay.
Great. These are all kind of Halloween themed. These answers.
I mean, at least. Okay. We haven't heard from Kate yet. Kate, let's hear from you. Kate, if you have one, again, it can be anything from a fictional character wearing name brand clothes to a band wearing food.
I guess Halloween, Frankenstein's monster would have to wear, you know, that kind of like warehouse, big and tall.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Frankenstein's monster really wouldn't have much of a choice, would kind of just have to wear big and tall.
Big and tall. Thanks so much, Kate. Really appreciate that. That's a yep from me.
Everybody wave at Alex's kid.
Manolo, you have a job to do.
Yeah.
Thank
you
so much. Baby's okay, great job, Kate. Me. Really great job. Okay, great job, Kate. Okay,
good
let's
job,
see.
Kate.
We're going to talk to Katie. Katie, we're going to talk to you now, Katie.
Condo.
Hello.
Hi, Katie.
Condo.
Hi. Okay, I'm thinking...
Yeah.
You know the cow from Good Night Moon, the cow that jumps over the moon.
We know that.
Yeah. I think that cow wears Prada.
Mm.
Thanks, and I'm gonna give it a yep.
Yep.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Katie. Really
no problem.
Appreciate your enthusiasm for the show. Appreciate it. Okay, we're going to talk to somebody is with Rochelle, but I don't know that person's name. Okay, so let's talk to you.
Carly.
Just hear from you real quick. Who is this?
Hi, it's Carly.
Hi, Carly.
Okay, hi, Joe. Carly. Hi, Manolo.
Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Carly.
Hi.
Hi, Carly.
Hi,
Carly. No, you. Hi. You got me.
Oh,
okay, so my fictional character is the Mystery Machine from Scooby-Doo,
mm-hmm.
and it wears Vans. But think about the four wheel-shaped shoes, you know, one on each wheels.
I mean, you're getting a solid yep from me. And Manolo?
Yep.
Nice. Wow, yeah. Carly, and you did it, and you really did it. I mean, remember what Robert did? This is a huge improvement. Thank you so much.
Wow, what a time to be alive. No, you thank you.
No, you thank you. No, you thank you. Okay, thanks so much. Okay, well, Carly, okay, we actually have not had Chris play a single game, so we're just going to hear from Chris. Chris?
Yep. Donkey Kong? Where's Banana Republic?
That's a yep. I mean, Chris really brings it. I mean, Chris has been providing a company. Chris doesn't, there's no nonsense.
For free,
Chris is going right into Donkey Kong and Banana Republic.
But
and
also, you're
just here to do my job.
You could invoice Chris, us, too.
Incredible, Chris. Incredible. Honestly, I'm ready to give you my job. That was wonderful. Wonderful, Chris. Wow. Two magnets for you. Okay? That's a yep, yep. Yep. Okay, thanks. Okay, so Chris gave a thumbs up on a podcast, but that's fine. Okay, that's fine. Okay, so we're going to talk to Sebastian. Just check in.
Hey, what's going on? How you doing?
Hey.
What are we playing? I guess Shrek. We'll do Shrek because that's my boy.
Yeah.
And Shrek would wear, Shrek's my buddy, you know. He doesn't like a lot of people. That's why it's like an honor if I think you would like me, you know.
Of course.
Shrek will wear Carhartts all day.
Carhartts?
Carhartts.
That's a yep for me. Yeah, that's a yep.
Right?
I'm not familiar.
It's the brand like construction workers wear.
It's a thick canvas. Thick canvas with a paintbrush strap.
Also, he will wear Victoria's Secret underwear. And I need a yep.
Thank you so much. Wow, Shrek's wearing underpants and Carhartts. Thanks so much, Sebastian. Really appreciate that. Really good. Wow. Wow. And we're just going to talk to Jeff Kula real quick. Just check in with Jeff Kula.
I think we can argue whether King Arthur is real or fictional, but he definitely wears Under Armour.
Jeff Kula, thank you so much, and I'm giving you a yep. Okay, and you're getting a yep for me, and a yep for custom magnet. Really good job. Okay, really another cool thumbs up on the podcast. Another non-audible response. Thank you so much. I want to just talk to Stacy real quick because we haven't talked to Stacy. Spooky Stacy, Spooky Stacy. Yeah.
Yes, Spooky Stacy.
Can you explain to everyone? You started this thing of, did you start it doing hand gestures at everybody?
I think it was me and Rochelle, I think I'm saying that correct, and Carly, and then Jeff Yuka.
Jeff Kula.
I also am very animated, so I just talk with my hands, and it's fun.
Everyone's signaling.
Apparently this is a symbol of love now. It looks like Cthulhu.
Yeah, Cthulhu.
Yeah. Chalupas?
Chalupas are delicious.
H.P. Lovecraft's chalupas.
Yes. Cthulhu, there we go. He's a scary octopus.
Chalupas. Yes, thank you. So Stacy, if you could just
character clothing. All right, on track. So just because I think this would be adorable, Pikachu in a fuzzy, floofy sweater. He could rub it, or she could rub it and get a little static going. But that would be adorable. Pikachu in a sweater.
Yep.
I say yep.
Joe doesn't have to.
I just can't because there's no brand. And
Wait. Ocean sweater because those are on trend right now. I call them mom sweaters, but I love them.
What is it?
A champion sweater? Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
That's trendy too.
Mm-hmm. But it's very trendy. So Pikachu is on point.
Thank you so much, Stacy. Saved it. It wasn't going well. And then guess what happened? Saved it. Spooky saved it. Thanks so much.
Do you guys want to see my buddy that's helping me today? Can you see her?
I hope it's a little person. Okay.
This is Willow.
It's a cat. Yes.
It's a cat.
Does Willow have any clothes?
No. She doesn't like wearing things. You can tell she's not excited about being here right now.
Well, yeah, who is?
I am, though.
So, thank you so much. Really appreciate that, Stacy. Really appreciate that. Okay, thank you so much. Okay, so that was Stacy and a kitty cat got a yep. Okay, yep. So that was Dr. Juicy Pooh Butt. And we've played Dr. Juicy Pooh Butt, Inquiry, and Make It Spooky.
all three great games.
Yeah, almost all three great games. Episode. So you get to vote on what you think is the best game. Vote in the chat. Again, we've really only played one game, I would say, technically. And
I agree.
Okay, seems like a lot of people are voting for Dr. Bat Hat, which is not a game we've played. And thank you, Katie, for voting for Mega Spooky, the one game we played. Eric is voting for Dr. Venmo, which is Make It Spoopy. Thank you. The Halloween one. Thank you. So Sebastian just wrote Frank. Thanks, Sebastian. Sebastian wrote Frank twice. Okay, thanks. Really appreciate that. Okay, Blake wrote Venmo. Thank you so much, Blake. Really appreciate that. Alex, our own producer, is voting on Sebastian. Okay, thank you so much, Alex. Really appreciate that. Wow. So it seems like no one is really voting. Okay. Another person voted for Sebastian. Okay. So this is great. We've got two votes for Sebastian. And Sebastian just said, I am Frank. Great. Dr. Spoopy Bat Hat. Okay. Mm-hmm. Blake writes, he was just eating Listerine strips the whole time. Okay. So Blake seems there seems to be some hostility between Blake and Sebastian. Okay. Sebastian says, freshest breath in town. Okay, so there's a lot of hostility going on, a lot of hostility, as there would be. Okay, Jeff Gula writes Sabat Hattian. Thank you, Jeff Gula. Okay,
everything's great. Just converging into each other.
Yeah, Robert from Tipperary, don't forget Robert, writes Blake or Sebastian, as if that's a game. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Robert. Really helpful, as always, Mr. Juicebox. Thank you. Stacy's voting for Spoopy Hat, and Blake says, I vote for me, Venmo. Blake, again, thanks so much for... Okay, Ashley is asking you if everybody will give Blake $50 on Venmo. Okay, thanks. No. And Sebastian votes for the people. Okay, I need you all to vote for a game. Okay?
Guys,
not one game has been voted for. Okay, Dr. Bat Hat, thank you. Okay, gotta be Dr. Bat Hat. And Sebastian writes, I love big letters in all capital letters. Thank you so much. Okay.
You know Sebastian, freshest best.
All right, Blake is just putting his their Venmo account in there. Okay, great. Oh, this is great. Okay, so...
I'm also at Manolo something on Venmo.
Manolo, this is not the time to plug these things, all right?
Okay,
so this, we have actually no... Okay, Sebastian is asking that everyone request money from Blake. Okay, so this is getting very ugly. And,
at Snakes Andrews.
Uh-huh, great. Blake is offering to give everybody $50. Okay, so this is getting very ugly, and... Robert from Tipperary is insisting that he could really use the money. Okay, this is not good. This is not what Dr. Game Show is for. And, okay, Blake is saying $50 if you vote against Sebastian. Okay, Blake is saying too much Listerine. Okay, this is getting very ugly. Okay,
this is turning into a weird, like, auction / voter fraud thing that you're doing.
I can't believe we're getting Sebastian and Blake on the line. Okay. Sebastian, Blake, this is ugly what you've done to each other.
Hey, what's going on?
No, not, hey, what's going on?
Should we just give them?
This is a madness.
Just do some town hall thing or something.
I'm repping my boy Frank. I said he had the best game because I had the most fun in it. So I vote for the people. The game of the people, Frank, that's where we're at.
I'm just trying to get it before it starts to make a profit, before Microsoft gets at it. I just want to seal the deal. I just want to get it. Mm-hmm. $50 to each person. Vote against Sebastian, but for me, I'll Venmo everybody.
Blake, what is your game?
What's my game?
You're saying vote for you. What? What is your game?
Venmo. Venmo game.
Venmo game. And what are the rules to Venmo game?
You send me $10 and
this is a pyramid scheme.
I'll give you a thumbs up. I'll react. Give you a little emoji react.
In the comments or whatever.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Blake. Really, really, really helpful. Thanks so much. Okay, yeah. And we were gonna just
I think Blake is cut Frank. Back.
come back to Sebastian. Sebastian, what is the game, Frank?
The game, Frank, is you sit around and you have a beautiful conversation and everyone chit-chats and then one person pays you money. It's almost like just visiting your grandparents, you know? You go, you spend a little time, and then you get $5.
Man. Okay, so the final vote is between, and the game is called Frank.
Yeah, Frank.
Frank, and then Blake, what is your game called again?
Venmo.
Venmo. Okay, great.
You and, don't even have, he doesn't even have Venmo. This is the most baffling part about it. He only has a credit card. He doesn't have Venmo.
How do you know this, Sebastian?
Well, this is really getting, heated. Blake, you have a Venmo card, is that correct?
Yeah, this right here.
Yeah, we've seen it. Thank you so much. Yeah, we've seen it. Okay, so Katie from Anchorage is requesting custom money. Okay, Sebastian's just holding up a card. Thank you. Okay, great. Custom money.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Wonderful. Thank you so much. I'm going to mute both of you now. Okay. I'm going to say goodbye. Okay. Goodbye, Blake. Okay. Blake just waved. Thanks a lot, Blake. Really appreciate that for the podcast. And goodbye, Sebastian.
Yes. Unlike Blake, I would say, thank you, Joe. Thank you, Manola.
Thanks so much. Thanks
for coming.
Okay. And I'm muted. I'm muted. Okay. So, again, we do not have a winning game. Okay, so this is, nobody has voted. You have to vote for either Dr. Venmo or Frank. Okay, Stacy's still voting for Dr. Bat Hat. Okay, great. Stacy, thanks a lot. Really helpful.
Dr. Bat Hat is third party.
Mm-hmm. What would you say, Manola? What are you voting for?
I like Dr. Bat Hat.
Oh, wow. Everybody's voting for even Chris. Even Chris,
Sebastian,
our most
Blake are my friends.
Stable. Okay, wow. So let's talk to Chris real quick. Chris, who's been there for us. Chris, yeah. You voted for Dr. Bat Hat.
Yeah. It's a fun game.
What do you
game.
Mean? What is it? What's that game?
Well, there are regional variations of it. But the one that I play every Sunday morning is everyone puts on a hat.
Mm-hmm.
And then you describe how it would be different if there were bats on it.
That's an interesting. What region is this?
And how does someone win or lose?
Right. So somebody wins if they're the third person to play.
Mm. This is Richmond rules.
Yeah, this is Richmond rules of Dr.
How does somebody lose?
If there are any of the other players.
Thank you so much, Chris. Really, really helpful. Okay, so that's great. And I do hear that it seems like Rochelle and Carly have other rules. Just checking in if there's other regional rules.
Yes.
Rochelle and Carly.
So this comes from the Seattle region. Your hat has wings of a bat. And it will take you anywhere, but you have to feed it something, and it eats anything. And so you say, and it's something that you covet. So you have to sacrifice something that you love to the bat hat for it to take you to a place. So you say where you're going to go and what you're going to feed it. And Manolo decides if it's a worthy sacrifice.
Oh my God. Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Carly.
You win a custom blood gummy bear.
Thank you so much, Carly. Mm. Really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. So,
welcome so much.
Yeah, thank you so, no, thank you so much. And I appreciate that. Okay, I'm muting you. Okay. And did anyone else have any rules from regional areas just so we can be clear on
Toronto
what
rules?
Everything is for Dr. Bat Hat? Does anyone else have any? Or are those the main rules? Okay. Oh, Jeff Kula has some rules as well. Okay, great.
So what we could do is take an animal and take the body parts and put them on a piece of clothing. So
I'm going to mute
bat wings on a hat, for example.
I'm going to mute you.
Or you could put
I'm going to yeah. I'm going to, okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much. That was Jeff Kula. Mm-hmm. Really?
Oh, you're going to put clothes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And Blake wanted to say something. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's some regional rules for Manhattan, New York. You just send me $10 on Venmo.
Okay. Thank you so much. You're muted. Okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Great. Wow. We're really, Sebastian has some rules. Okay. Sebastian. Yes.
Blake's not even from New York. Let's be honest, okay?
Okay, and I'm muting you. Thank you so much. Okay, and you're muted. Thank you so much. Okay, did anyone else have any rules? Stacy, Spooky Stacy, yeah, from Omaha.
Mm-hmm. So I guess this would be technically, I guess, the Midwestern variation.
Yeah.
And so basically, Dr. Bat Hat is you try to make a hat spoopy or adorable. And so you try using, along the line of Jeff's rules, you use animal features, I don't know about parts. And you try to make the hat the most adorable. And whoever makes Manolo say, aw, that's win.
So. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Stacey. I'm gonna mute you now. Okay. There we go. Oh, Ashley has some rules. Great. Ashley, really would love to hear from you.
In the Southwest, you have to wear your hat inside out, and then Manolo and Joe have to guess whose hat is inside out, because maybe not everyone put their hat inside out, and then whoever they guess wins.
Thanks so much, Ashley. Really appreciate that. I'm mute you now. I'm going to mute you. Thank you so much. Okay, wow. So we have anyone else? Any other regional? Okay, great. Yeah, Maddie has some regional rules as well. Thank you so much for Chris for starting this off. Really appreciate that. Okay, Maddie?
I'm from a different part of Canada. I just wanted to agree with Jeff Kula that we play it the same way in this part of Canada with the different parts of the animals.
So glad you all around chimed Canadian in. Rules. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Okay,
welcome.
Thanks. No, you. Thank you. Okay, so great. If anyone else has any rules, it seems like Katie has some. Oh, perfect. Case Katie from Anchorage has some rules. Yeah.
Yeah. So in Anchorage, we play it where you put on a hat, and then Joe and Manolo have to guess if you're thinking of a doctor or a bat. Thinking under the hat.
Wait, what? I mean, thanks. Yep.
Yep. Yep. That's a yep. Thanks so much, Katie. Really appreciate you talking to us. Thank you. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. So looks like great. Does anyone else have any rules before we move on? Great. Katie in California. Is that correct? Katie in California.
That's right. We have some West Coast rules here for Bad Hat. So the way that it works is we also have a traveling hat situation where it can get you to teleport. But the way that it works is not by sacrifice. You have to feed it a particular food that will take you to that place. And so the game works where you have to say what you're feeding it, and then another player has to guess where you're going. And if they get it correct, then they win.
Interesting. I like that.
Thank you so much. Jeff Kula just suggested that he's going to feed it Havarti and then go to Denmark. Is that correct? Okay, well, Katie muted herself. Okay, great. So thanks a lot. And if we don't have any other regional rules. Yep. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Really appreciate everybody's. Oh, great. We're just going to check in with Robert from Tipperary. Robert, if you could just, do you have any regional rules?
You have to. You wear a hat, and the players have to describe the taste of your head.
What?
The rules kind of mutate as it goes over the region. Like if you notice how it went from Seattle to Oakland, so it was similar traveling, and then it kind of changed. But once you go all the way to Ireland, it turns to about what your head tastes like.
People got to taste your head?
No, they have to describe the taste of your head.
Yeah.
You tell them if they're correct or not.
Oh.
And you could know what your own head tastes like is you have to find a way to taste it yourself.
That could be a game too, yeah.
Oh, that could be. Thanks so much, Robert. Really appreciate your input here. Really, really helpful. Thank you so much. Good to meet you.
My pleasure.
No, yeah, mine. Well, this was incredible. Wow, we got a lot of different rules. I guess, Alex, if you could just kind of go ahead and decide based on...
We're just combining all the rules.
Yeah, but this has been, that's been Dr. Game Show. So maybe, listen, Chris, if you want to play us out, if that's all right, if you want to play us out.
Sure.
Let's see, Chris. Yeah. That's great. And Sebastian and Blake, if you just want to go ahead and do a special thanks, you know who to thank, don't you? Just switch back and forth if you could. Great. Switch back and forth. Yeah.
I want to send all my love out to everyone that's out there hustling, making sure that they're taking care of what they got to take care of. Also, a lot of love to Listerine Strip because I slammed about 12 of them during this recording. I can't wait to brush my teeth. I never thought Listerine strips could make my mouth feel dirtier.
Blake, anyone you want to thank?
I'd like to thank Sebastian for putting up with me. Thanks, Dad.
Uh-huh. Oh, this also was unsaid. Blake was sending me private messages the whole show. The whole show, he sent me private messages. You stink, your breath smells, you're eating a Listerine strip, I don't like your stinky breath.
I can't get into what you were sending me because it's a G-rated show.
Yeah, what was I sending you? Please stop, my feelings are hurt? And then I'd eat another Listerine strip and then my mouth's on fire now.
Well.
But that's it. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Still love you.
Thank you. And thank you. And thank you. And you're muted. Thank you so much. Thank you, Chris. Okay, wow. And we did it. And we did it. Wow. This is it. That's the episode of Dr. Game Show. Thank you so much for tuning in and being a part of this. Okay, so every episode, Manolo takes a minute to explain where he's gone. And that's basically, emotionally where he went. So we're going to take that time right now. And it starts now.
Earlier, Sebastian mentioned about how grandmothers give you money. It's something I forgot. As I grew up, my grandmother didn't have any money, but you know, like uncles and godmothers and godfathers, whenever they would visit or I would visit them, like they would give me money. And my oldest sister has been kind of trying to make me step up. I forget that I'm like an elder now. Because I have like a niece and nephews and stuff, and I forget that I'm supposed to shower people with gifts, which whatever. And I forgot, and so like she would like, you know, occasionally like send me her kids' Amazon wish list. Because on top of like it used to just be like, you know, I'd get $20. Now I have to give them like order them things online. and so I have to like start doing that whenever I see them, I guess, as like an older person. And I never have cash on me, so I wonder if they could just Venmo charge me and I'll just, you know, I'll just tell them that, you know, just to make it easier, I'll just confirm whatever they charge me and, that would work for me, I think. Assuming they have Venmo. I don't know if they have a bank account, I guess. Is that how it works? I don't know. Or they just tell me how much I owe them. I'm like practicing being... this week I like set the toaster oven on fire and I didn't have a fire extinguisher. And I was like, yeah, I should probably also get a fire extinguisher and give the kids money. I think that's what I have to do as an adult. I thought being an adult meant you just know have to know how to write a check or something, but no, it's just take care of kids and don't burn the house down, which is basically being an older sibling when your parents leave the house. So that's what I have to do, I think.
And that's time. Okay, great. Wonderful, wonderful job, Manolo. We really explored a lot there. Thank you so much. That's been the Manolo Minute.
Yep.
All right. Well, everybody, great job. Thanks for being here. And thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. Really good job. And we'll talk to you soon. Thanks for being on this episode.
Thanks,
you're all
everyone.
Getting $50 from Blake. Really good job. Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, real quick, I got Adult Swim to post a little cartoon I made for their Adult Swim Small series, and Joe does a voice on it too. It's basically about if life and death go on a play date, but Joe plays life, which is a swaddled worm-like baby, and I play death, which is a tombstone. On Tuesday, October 27th, go to their social media, like their Instagram and YouTube, and find it somewhere. I think it's called Turtle in Bones, my cartoon. And there's like thick black lines and like pinks in the image. Oh, and if you like it, comment and share it around. All right. Bye.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.